Nedarim Perek Yud Mishnah Zayin 1:7. Ha'omer le'ishto, if one says to his wife, Kol ha'nedarim shetidori mikan ad shavo mimakom ploni, any nedarim that you make from now, or more likely, probably in fact, from when I leave until I come back from wherever I'm going, harehen kayamin, I am right now being mikayam them, I'm confirming them, so you'll be stuck with them. His idea is to try to warn her ahead of time that she should be careful and not do it because she'll be stuck. Lo amar klum, says the Mishnah, he has said nothing, meaning that proactive confirmation, hakama, prior to the nedarim being made, simply is not effective. And the reason why is because it's like a kiyum batalos, the same as one who confirmed the nether based on false pretenses. Here to confirm them before they happen is also essentially a mistake, be'etzav, intrinsically a mistake, because he doesn't know what they are. So maybe he won't like them, and then after the fact, he'll have said, listen, this was a mistake, so therefore, already from the outset, even before he knows what they are, whether he does or doesn't want them, it doesn't matter, the very confirmation is in of itself like a toast, and therefore, it's not going to be effective. Harehen mufarin. However, if he says, I'm going away for a time, and while I'm away, any neder you make during that period, they are canceled, like, again, proactively, before you even make them. So Rabbi Eliezer Omer Mufar, Rabbi Eliezer holds that is effective, and the nedarim are canceled even before they're made. The idea being here, we don't say it's simply a ta'os, a mistake, because it's safe to assume that a person wouldn't want his wife to be encumbered with nedarim. It's not good for him, and since she can be nichshol, she can make mistakes and, you know, do what she's not supposed to do, it's not good for her. And therefore, it's safe to assume no one wants his wife to have nedarim, and therefore, if he says that from the outset, it would be effective. Now, Chacham Omrim Eino Mufar. The Chacham say, no, you can't do that. It doesn't work. Now, why would that be the case? So we're going to see now in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Amar Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer gives his side of the story. He says, Im hefer nedarim shebao lechlal iser. If it's possible for a person to cancel his wife or his daughter's vows after they've taken hold, meaning the wife made a vow, she won't eat meat. Now meat is forbidden to her. But yet the husband has the right and the ability to cancel such a vow from, you know, going forward. So doesn't it make sense as Rabbi Ezra that before they're even made, before they're binding, so there's much less to cancel, they're not even a thing yet, that he can, you know, proactively cancel them? Doesn't that make sense? Seems they're even easier to cancel. So the truth is that the rabbis even agree with that logic. They don't object to it in principle. It makes sense that to cancel a vow before it happens is should be easier, like a kol shekein for one that's taken effect. So that's what Rabbi Lezer's position was, before they've even taken effect to bind her, they should be able to be annulled, or excuse me, canceled. Amrulo, but the rabbis responded back to him, Harehu Omer. The Pasuk says, if you look at the Pasuk in the Midbar Pasuk, it's Perek Lamed Pasuk Yudalid, Kol Neder, whatever Neder that she makes, Isha Yikaimenu, her husband will confirm them, V'isha Yifarenu, or her husband will cancel them. So that's the Mishnah quotes that part of it, Isha Yikaimenu, Isha V'isha Yifarenu. So the Chazal say there's a drasha to it, it's called the Hekesh, since the Torah juxtaposes the two ideas of the Hakama and the Hafara, the confirmation, the cancellation of the vows together, side by side. So then, Esheba Lechlol Hakem, that which is included in the category of things which can be confirmed, Ba Lechlol Hafer, are also, they're co-evil, they overlap with the set of vows that can be canceled are the same ones that can be confirmed. They're coextensive, the same set. So and lo ba lechal hakem, if the vows is the vow is one in which it doesn't enter the realm of the possibility of hakama yet to be confirmed, then lo ba lechal hafer, then also can't be canceled. And since we said in the first part of the Mishnah that a vow that hasn't been made can't be proactively canceled prior to being declared, based on the fact that that's intrinsically a mistake. So therefore, a vow also cannot be canceled before it's made, even though your logic is sound, Rabbi Eliezer, but the Pasuk, because of the Hekesh, the Lima tells us, notwithstanding your logic, it's not true. And the Lacha is like the Chachamim, so that means one can neither confirm nor cancel a vow prior to it being made.